Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike.
And I'm Matthew. This is Squawk 1200. And in our first segment today, we are joined by Dr. Ian Johnson, who is an engineering psychologist with FAA Weather Research of the Aviation Division. Welcome, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you very much for having me.
So we hear there's been a consistent problem in aviation of people having get-home-itis and flying in things they shouldn't be flying in, and bad things happen. And that leads to a lot of accidents. How is this a problem? Obviously, we know that. But what are you seeing for trends in that?
So thanks that you asked that question. So VFR and IMC accidents, they produce the most fatalities in general aviation compared to other accidents like power loss or something like that. And pilots need to know that not because they're IFR rated that gives them that they should actually fly into bad weather. So a lot of pilots are IFR rated, but they're not current or proficient.
Mm, yeah.
If you're not current or proficient, you shouldn't be flying an IFR flight plan. For the guys who are VFR flight VFR, they need to do holistic flight planning, pre-flight planning before they get off the ground. If something doesn't look good and you're not comfortable doing it, just don't do it. Don't allow external pressures to make decisions for you or impact your decision making. So a lot of pilots, what they're doing, and this is what I'm seeing in the accident investigation reports that come out of NTSB. A lot of pilots are taking off because they want to go somewhere and the weather starts to deteriorate, but they continue to fly. And eventually they get into bad weather, get spatial disoriented, and they lose the aircraft and kill themselves. And so it's human behavior. People take risk and take unnecessary risk because of external pressures. Some of it is cognitive biases, like get-home-itis, plan continuation bias, whereby they set out on a plan, a flight plan, and regardless of whether the weather changes or not, they want to continue the flight. And some of these accidents sometimes happen the closer you are to the airport. So if they're like 2-3 miles from the airport, their mindset is, I'm just 2 or 3 miles away from my destination.
Sure.
And some of them also think that the weather is static and not dynamic.
Mm-hmm. So do you, you talked about a couple different situations there, either VFR pilots getting into IMC or IMC pilot or IFR pilots who are not
current. Proficient.
Yeah. With the IFR pilots who aren't current or proficient, is there a certain regime where you're seeing more accidents with those individuals? Is it usually on approaches?
Yes. So some of the accidents that I've looked at, pilots were on a very long flight, so there's probably some fatigue that's involved in that. And then they get to the destination airport to shoot the approach, and they go below their MDAs. Basically, they're trying to get the airplane on the ground. And doing that, once you bust your MDA, you don't know what's below that.
Right.
I think it's, some of it is normalized behavior. We call normalization a deviance. You've done it so many times and there's no negative consequences, so you continue to do it. And eventually you're gonna get caught.
Sure.
So a lot of pilots do that. And sometimes the more hours you have, the more complacent you get.
Well, that was one of the things that I was thinking about as we prep for this, is when thinking about accidents, I've always been told that most of the accidents are on final or even in the pattern. And are you seeing any pattern to where these accidents are taking place? Are they more towards the destination? I know you mentioned a moment ago that even after you take off, there are some there. What patterns are you seeing with where these accidents are occurring?
Some of it is close to your destination airport. Some of it is they just took off and they ran into bad weather because they didn't plan properly on the ground. Here's an example. You have a flight to leave at 9 o'clock. But you're delayed for some reason. so you leave at 12. Well, you're supposed to go back and check the weather to see what has changed. Mm. Well, some pilots mm-hmm. don't do that. They just hop in the airplane and they take off. A lot has changed since 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And they run into bad weather, and they don't know how to get out of it. I reviewed an accident where the guy flew into the airport in icing conditions, landed, parked the airplane in a hangar, and then hopped in the airplane and flew back in the same direction in the same conditions, and he didn't make it.
Hmm. So, there's obviously many, many different reasons why these accidents are getting in there. Do you have any common solutions, and what can pilots do to avoid these situations?
Well, first of all, I think education is important. Know your capabilities and limitations. Know the capabilities and limitations of your aircraft. Learn weather. Learn that weather doesn't care about experience. And if you're weak in that area, you need to get with an instructor who knows weather to help you to fill that gap. If you're going on a flight and you need somebody to go with you, you want to get a person who's IFR, rated, current, and proficient. If they're not proficient, you probably don't want to go with them. So it's a personal thing. If you want to be good at what you do, you got to practice, but you also got to do the training. And so, like these seminars, like what I'm doing right now, hopefully pilots are listening, and they come to the safety forum and attend our forums. There's a lot of literature on the FAA safety website that they can look at. It's all free. But sometimes it's hard to reach the unreachable.
Hmm. So are there any programs where pilots are encouraged, if the weather's bad, to, have an instructor with them and they can get some training and make it safely?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of resources out there. Pilots just need to know where to find it, right? I mean, the FAA has a whole lot of handbooks, the risk management handbook that has chapters of risk management, decision making, when in doubt, what to do, how to get proficient in what you do, how not to take risks. They also have examples in there that if you take risks, this is what may happen. But I think it's a personal thing. You work hard to get your pilot certificate. You want to maintain it. You want to be safe. Mm-hmm. And so the only thing you can do is try to get the tools that you need to make you safe. And using a lot of technology, if you don't know the capabilities and limitations of that technology, it's not going to help you. And trying to learn it while you're in the cockpit is the last place to learn.
Right. Yeah. And there's a lot of good tools out there for, yeah, especially with these higher tech GPSs, yeah, where you can just use a simulator on your computer and,
exactly,
and try them out and learn, yeah, them. I know that I've used things like that in both my work and in my personal flying also.
Yeah. And I mean, pilots need to be also honest with themselves too. When you come to do your bionic flight review, talk to the person who is going to do that review and say, look, man, I'm weak in this area and that area. Can you help me? Or test me, or something like that.
You mentioned being weak in one area or another. As a low-time pilot, what are some of the things that I should be thinking about as I prepare for weather, or prepare for cross-country and I'm looking at weather?
Well, you need to do a holistic pre-flight. Look at all pieces of information according to the AIM, all available information. And then if you're in doubt, pick up the phone and you call flight service. They're experts. They have meteorologists on staff. You're not a meteorologist. I'm not a meteorologist. And you just basically tell them, look, I just reviewed some weather information here, but I'm not sure about this. Could you explain to me? Let them know you're a low-time pilot. They'll break it down in a layman terms, give it to you. And then at that point in time, you make a conscious decision. Maybe I'm not going to make this flight. And you just don't go. But don't allow anyone to influence your decision. You're PIC. You're the one with the pilot certificate.
And then you mentioned the flight service stations. That's a great resource to call.
Yes.
What are some other maybe lesser known resources that pilots have that they may not be aware of?
There's a lot on the web. I mean, from the FAA safety, you have various places on the web that has credible information. If you're at a flight school, you can talk to somebody, the flight instructors or somebody at the flight school. You can talk to other pilots and get their perspective. But at the end of the day, you still have to make that decision.
Sure.
But there's a lot of tools out there that pilots don't know about. And maybe we can bring them all into one place. I don't know how we can do that. But I look at it this way. If you want to be good at what you do, you're going to try to get the mm-hmm. education that you need to make it happen.
So you're obviously here on the grounds today. And if somebody wants to come and have some further discussions on where to find these tools, where can they come and find you
on the grounds? So we're in the FAA hangar. We have a booth in the FAA hangar, the weather technology in the cockpit booth. So they can just come there, and I'm there
close to the tower all week.
Yeah, all week.
All week.
We also have a simulator if they want to fly it.
Oh, well, what's the simulator?
It's an X-plane. X-plane simulator.
Okay.
And it used to be what is called a weather information latency demonstrator. Basically, it's a way instructors can change the latency in the weather to see whether pilots know what they're doing or how latent it is. Because a lot of them think that information is real time.
Sure.
Where it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. And these are all fun things that can get you in trouble if you don't understand them properly.
There are a lot of accidents because of that.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we do appreciate you coming in. We have been talking to Dr. Ian Johnson from the FAA, and you're listening to EAA Radio.